Some may think it is a sign of humility to hold oneself in low esteem, but it is not. A poor self-image is not a quality to be cultivated. It is an insult to God who made you as you truly are. Someone has said, each person is actually three persons. He is the person he thinks himself to be, the person others think him to be, and the person he truly is. Now that statement suggests we may be deceived about what we think about ourselves. So we need to consider the subject of self-esteem from a biblical viewpoint. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself, how you picture yourself. It is your self-image. Now there are three possible images you may hold of yourself. First, you may have a sub-self-image, thinking of yourself more lowly than you should. Second, you may have a super self-image, thinking of yourself more highly than you should. Or third, you may have a sane self-image, thinking of yourself as you are and as God thinks of you. Now, only that third self-image is healthy. Some may think it is a sign of humility to hold oneself in low esteem, but it is not. A poor self-image is not a quality to be cultivated. It is an insult to God who made you as you truly are. A person with a poor self-image is overly aware of himself. He is preoccupied with himself, his feelings, his worries of how other people look upon him. He may feel that everyone is thinking of him and talking about him, when in truth no one is paying any attention to him. A person with a poor self-image is unwilling to express his true thoughts and feelings in social intercourse. He draws back from other people, and thus he feels rejected and withdraws even further. The more he withdraws, the more unworthy, unloved, and inferior he feels. And the more inferior and rejected he feels, the more he withdraws. So a vicious cycle is established. Going around and around that cycle, his condition grows worse and worse. The problem of which I speak is of no small consequence. The mass of literature on the subjects of self-worth and the inferiority complex, the number of counselors who deal with people with this problem, and the emphasis of so many on self-sufficiency indicates the extent of the problem. So I've chosen to speak on that subject because God has spoken of it in Holy Scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 reads, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now the common Greek word for fear is phobos. It means terror, flat, dread. But that's not the word that's used in our text. This word is dalia, and it means timidity, cowardice, inferiority. It's manifest today in a lack of confidence, a sense of inability, and an inferiority complex. God has not given us that spirit. So consider with me the nature of a sub-self-esteem. The person with this problem has a sense of inadequacy. He lives with a fear of failure. He does not join in social conversations, for instance, because he fears he cannot say things as important or as witty as another. He fears failure and rejection. He is too self-conscious and insecure to express himself openly. His thoughts emphasize his weaknesses and the other person's strength, and such a person is miserable. God never designed us to live in such a misery. God has not given us the spirit of fear, timidity, inferiority, or insecurity. But look in the Bible at the examples of people with sub-self-esteem. As you read the Bible, you will note how many people suffered with a sense of inferiority and incompetence. Leah, the wife of Jacob, felt herself far inferior to her beautiful sister, Rachel. Indeed, the man who married Leah was tricked into it, thinking he was marrying Rachel instead. Moses, great leader of the nation of Israel from bondage in Egypt to freedom in Canaan, felt so inferior he asked God to excuse him from that responsibility. Jeremiah called himself a child and said he could not speak when God called him to become a prophet. Timothy, companion and faithful helper to the Apostle Paul, had to be instructed once and again to go on in his ministry because he tended to draw back in a spirit of self-consciousness and a lack of confidence. You know persons who did not develop their full potential just because of a low self-image, and you might be suffering that same problem. But what causes the sub-self-esteem? Leah had a low self-image because of her lack of physical beauty. She had an eye problem which detracted from her appearance and set her in stark contrast to her ravishingly beautiful sister Rachel. Moses felt inferior because he had a speech impediment and because he had failed in an attempt to help his suffering people. He attributed his failure to his personal limitations and he gave up hope of ever being used of God. Jeremiah suffered with insecurity because he was young and inexperienced. He was afraid to stand before people and to speak in the name of God. Now, can a person with a low self-image be used of God? Yes, indeed. Look at the biblical record. Leah gave birth to 6 sons, each of whom became head of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses led his nation from bondage in Egypt to freedom in Canaan. Jeremiah became God's prophet to the nations, a veritable type of Christ, and wrote one of the major books of prophecy recorded in the Bible. Timothy became a great missionary, evangelist, and pastor. In fact, 2 books in the Christian New Testament bear his name. What is the remedy for a sub-self-esteem? I suggest you win the victory over inferiority by turning to God. Here are some suggestions. 1, be assured of the love of God. His perfect love will cast fear out of you. 2, rest confidently in the presence of God. He has promised to be with us in all situations, never leaving us or forsaking us. 3, continually depend on the help of God. He is sufficient to meet all our needs and is committed to providing for us as a loving Heavenly Father. 4, commit yourself to the keeping of God. When the Lord is your helper, it matters not what people think or do. 5, be continually filled with the Spirit of God, for you are under His control and empowering, and you are sufficient. And 6, humbly surrender to the will of God. Such a surrender changed Jeremiah from complaining, "I am a child, I cannot speak," to a spokesman for God before whom the kings upon their throne would tremble. So be encouraged and be strong in the Lord. Have you seen that picture of a little boy? His hair is disheveled, his face smudged with dirt, and there is the caption to the picture that says, "I know I'm important, 'cause God don't make no junk." Now, in spite of the grammar, that statement is true. You are important. You are made in the image and likeness of God. He loves you so much that Jesus has died for you. The Holy Spirit indwells you, and God the Father provides for you. Take courage. You are important to God. Blessed Father, we rejoice in Holy Scripture when we read that we are made in the image and likeness of God. We stand in amazement over that, to think that we bear your likeness. And therefore, each of us is a person of significance. The devil has tried to deceive us, and he has taught us that God doesn't love us, and somehow we do not deserve God's love, and that we're incapable of serving God. And he has created in us a sense of self-consciousness and fear that has kept many from being all that you have designed us to be. But now, in the words of Psalm 56:3, we say, "Our Father, what time I am afraid, I will trust in you." And we do trust. We trust you now through Jesus our Lord. Amen.